The voice of Bowen, 95.1 Gem FM.
Hey, hey, Bowen, how is everyone this very beautiful, windy Friday morning? Yep, it is the 24th of April today, and if you've just tuned in, this is the What's Happening in Bowen and with Sunday Show with me, Roxy, right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. How's everyone's week been? It's been, has it been a bit of a strange week for you? I don't know. For me, it has been. Not sure why. It just feels strange. Maybe we can get to the bottom of it by the end of this show. Who knows? If you're having a strange week, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Our number here is 0484 510 152. And you know what? Just feel free to share any thoughts that you have of my show. I'd love to hear from you. Today I'm doing a special show because tomorrow is Anzac Day. So I thought to honour our Anzacs, I would do an all Aussie show. So I'm spanning several decades of Australian artists, people and artists that I know basically and loved while I grew up listening to their music. So many. I just cannot believe, like, when you get down to it and try to get all the songs that you like in there, it's virtually impossible in a 2-hour show. So bear with me. I've just put together what I can because there's so many good Australian bands and artists that have played over the decades, and what a great way to honour them as well. So we start from the 60s and just go up to the 90s, basically, because that's where it ends for me. So stick around if you've got something that you would like me to play. I'd be happy to look it up and see if we've got that in our library and we can do that. Well, I can do that anyway. Later on today, this morning, I will be having John Finlay, who's now the Deputy Mayor of the Whitsundays. And he'll be joining me to tell us what's happening around town. He'll be a bit later today, so probably around 11:30. So if you would like to stay tuned until then, I haven't caught up with John for, this is 2 months now because I missed last month. So it'll be good to hear what's been happening and what is going to be happening moving down the track. Yes, so stick around. It should be a good show. I've got a few things to tell you about what's going on around town and the Whitsundays. So let's get on with some music. And to start it off, this one was quite a large hit in its day, and it was from the 60s, the Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my own man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I'm Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in the city. Be with my girl, she's so pretty. She looks fine tonight.
great song, right? That was Dragon, I'm Still in Love with You. And classic Aussie bands and songs. Jimmy Barnes before that, Ride the Night Away. Olivia Newton-John, Xanadu, and the Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind. See what I mean? There are so many Aussie artists, Aussie bands with so many hits over the years. It's so hard to condense it into a two-hour show. I might have to do some more shows with other Aussie artists because there are so many, and you just forget how much good music has come out of Australia. And this is all in honour of the Anzacs. Tomorrow is Anzac Day, and it's about celebrating what they did for us many, many years ago. So just so that you know, Deputy Mayor John Finlay is coming in later on. He'll probably talk to us a bit more about what's happening tomorrow. But just as an aside, there will be services held across the Whitsunday region all of tomorrow, and it's, it would be good if we could all gather to honour and remember those who have served. And the locations include Airlie Beach, which is the main service was being held there, and meeting at Broadwater Avenue car park at 8:45 a.m. for the march to Airlie Esplanade Cenotaph. In Bowen, there's a dawn service at 5:50 a.m. at the Herbert Street Cenotaph, and the main service at 9:30 a.m. With a meeting at the RSL at 8:50 a.m. for the march to the Cenotaph. In Cannon Vale, there's a dawn service at 5:30 a.m. and then at the Coral Esplanade Cenotaph. And Collinsville, there is a dawn service at 6 a.m. at Anzac Park, main service at 9 a.m. You meet at Food Works, and at 8:45 a.m. for the march to Anzac Park. And Proserpine, dawn service at 4:30 a.m. at the Ken McPherson Memorial Garden Cenotaph, and the main service to meet at the RSL at 10:30 a.m. for the march to the Cenotaph. So all the areas around the Whitsundays have got services and marches, so make sure you join in and show your support for all the soldiers that sacrificed their lives for us. We might continue with some more music after that, and hope you're enjoying our celebration of Aussie artists as well. This one is The Twilight's Needle in a Haystack.
Why does she do? left my heart through the Zappos round casing. And I sold my soul with the cigarettes to the black market man. I've had the Vietnam cold turkey from the ocean to the silver city. And it's only I the vets could understand. About the long forgotten dark side guarantees. How there were no V-Day heroes in 1973. And how we sat in a Sydney harbor. Her son opened but I couldn't kiss her. Well, she was lying and I was home to a lucky land.
Each one found me aimless. One more year.
listening to 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And it's definitely not raining here in Bowen, right? That was a bit of a sound effect there that I wasn't expecting. You're listening to What's Happening in Bowen and the Whitsundays with me, Roxy. I'm here every Friday morning from 10 to 12 trying to bring you what's happening around town. So, you know, if you've got something that is happening that you would like Bowen to know about, and indeed people further abroad, we know lots of people listen from surrounding areas. If you would like to get word out or messages out about an event or about something special, let us know or let me know. I'd be happy to mention it on this show, and other shows would also love to mention it, I'm sure. Our number here is 0484 510 152. If you keep missing that number, just go to our Facebook page or our web page, and it is there in plain sight for all to see. Don't be shy. Text in. Would love to hear from you. Okay. Some other stuff I'd like to tell you about is some of the other great shows that we have got here on Gem FM. Starting on Monday, we've got Rise and Shine with Sam, and she makes sure you start your week off right, on a happy note, on a fun note. Yep, heaps of fun with Sam. That's from 7 till 8 every Monday morning. On Tuesdays, the first Tuesday of every month, we've got the check-in with Sally. That's the first Tuesday of the month from 11 till 1. And it's always a very good show, check-in with Sally. It's all about, well, she chooses different topics each week, each month, and we have a chat about how they impact everyone's life, how you can deal with that, and so forth. This month we spoke about relationships, and that was a very, very interesting, to say the least. If you missed that show, it's up on our website, and you can listen to all the wise words that Sally gives us. And next month, in May, we will be talking about how, addiction basically, and that all got started because I actually stopped smoking, and it has been a real journey for me, and I'm happy to share that with you. And hopefully, if you've got any questions, we can have a chat about how you're dealing with it, how you're not dealing with it, because it is very hard, and Sally would love to hear from you. It's a great opportunity. It's a great resource that's available to Bowen, so make sure you tune in the first Tuesday of the month, the check-in with Sally from 11 till 1. And following that, later on in the afternoon, we've got the Alternative Goodness Session with Vanessa. She brings you all good things Australian, Aussie artists, emerging Aussie artists, really, not established ones. Sometimes she does, but they're mostly emerging. And you probably have never heard that music before, so that's really nice and refreshing. If you love hearing new music, you might grab a band that might become your favourite. Yes, so that's on from 4 till 6 every Tuesday night. And that is followed by the Groove Sessions with Melody. And her show is all about electronic music, electronica. And what a cool, groovy vibe that is. They're taking a break at the moment, but we will let you know when they're back on. It shouldn't be long. I'd say maybe a few weeks. But we'll definitely let you know when they're back on. I know a lot of people miss their show, so there you have it. Okay, let's keep going with what else is available to do this weekend. So just a reminder, tomorrow there are a few different Anzac services around the area, major towns around the Whitsundays. So if you missed them before, the Deputy Mayor, John Finlay, will be here in about an hour's time, and I'm sure he can tell us more about what will be happening tomorrow with that. So stay tuned. He'll tell us a lot, I think. But lots of other stuff happening. We might start with the markets. They're always on every Sunday down by the beach at Hanson Park from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And lots of stuff, lots of cool stuff to do down there, hey? Breakfast. Lots of breakfast type stuff and lunchtime stuff. If you like lots of savoury, I don't know about you, but I prefer Oh, that's not true. I was going to say I only like sweet stuff for breakfast, but that's not true because I think we all like a bit of a egg roll with hash browns stuck in there as well. Yum, yum, yum. Anyway, yep, so heaps to eat is what I'm trying to say. Heaps to eat. Lots of live entertainment. There's always some artist down there, an artist playing live music. You can enjoy something to eat, listen to live music, have a stroll around the markets and catch up with people you haven't seen in ages or you've just seen yesterday and have a coffee with them. Lots of things to do down there. It's a really nice, happy environment and a great way to start your Sunday, I reckon. So, yeah, make sure you go down there. And just some other stuff which may not be happening this weekend, but I still would like to mention it. The Wongaratta Bowls Club, they've got some pretty cool stuff about to begin. They've got their winter bingo commencing very soon on Friday the 1st of May. So just over a week to go. Well, next week's actually Friday the 1st. So next Friday they're starting their winter bingo and starts at 9:30 a.m. and it will continue through to the end of September. So it includes huge bingo payouts, jackpots, raffles and lucky tickets. And there's a free morning tea. So sounds good to me. And I won't be able to go because I do this show. But anyone else who's got a free Friday morning, you should head on down there because it sounds pretty cool to me. The Wongaratta Bowls Club, winter bingo down at Maruna Street, 14 Maruna Street, Queens Beach. And if you've got any questions, just give them a call on 4785-1197. Okay, other stuff that's happening that is coming up, well, not so soon, but still want to, you need to get prepared for this one. This is the Live It Up Airlie Beach Festival of Music, which is in the Whitsundays, of course. How many of you have ever been to the festival? I think it's about time we all had a go and went down there. It's from the 6th to the 8th of November, so there's plenty of time to work out what you need to do. If you're going to go for a day, if you're going to go for the whole 4 days, that's the 6th, 7th, 8th. So it's 3 days, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. So 3 days, you could get some accommodation and have a ball down there. And it's there'll be 60 plus acts across 15 different venues and a main stage on the water's edge at the Whitsunday Sailing Club. So they've got some big name acts that they're hoping to get in and new talent as well. So make sure you keep watching this space. We'll definitely tell you as we know which acts are coming. We will tell you about it. But you know what? There are so many venues now, so many festivals now that are not going ahead because no one's supporting them or because costs have gone through the roof and all sorts of other issues. So we really should support this our very own Airlie Beach Festival of Music because it's quite a feat to set one of these things up and make it successful. And you know, the atmosphere is always amazing. It's the ultimate music holiday, a tropical escape and party in paradise. So check it out. They've got a website, the Airlie Beach Festival of Music, and you can start buying your tickets there or saving up. Make sure you don't miss out. Now, the other thing that's happening fairly soon in May is the Volunteer Week at the Bowen Community Market. So they're celebrating Volunteer Week. So if you are a volunteer, you will know the benefits that you get from being a volunteer. But there are a lot of people out there that may not know what the benefits are of volunteering. But this definitely will help you think twice about whether or not you want to join. It's definitely worth it, Bowen. Yep. There'll be lots of volunteer organisations present at the markets on that day. That's Sunday the 24th of May. And, yeah, it's a great way just to have a bit of a shop around and see what might suit you because if you're going to volunteer, you need to really enjoy what you're doing, right, because you'll be putting some of your time in there and it's always fun to be with like-minded people doing like-minded stuff and stuff that you enjoy doing. So it's a great chance to speak to all the different volunteer groups and see who you would like to join and help out. But there'll be lots of pop-up booths and interactive experiences, all designed to inspire action and foster a stronger, more connected community. So make sure you keep that Sunday free, the 24th of May. And who knows, you might just find a cause that really resonates with you. And, yeah, we'll be there as well. We're all volunteers here at Gem FM. And if you've been thinking about maybe you'd like to try this out, share your take on music, and maybe you've got something close to your heart that you would like to share with Bowen and make a show of it. Would love to see you there. Would love to hear from you anytime, actually. But, yeah. Give us a call, text us, email us, or we'll see you there on the 24th of May. Very good. Okay, how are you enjoying our music? I forgot to mention who we listened to before. It was Dragon Rain, K-San, Cold Chisel, We Will Together, Eurogliders, and The Twilight's Needle in a Haystack. So I am indeed spanning many decades of music. And, yeah. Songs that I recognise and liked and enjoyed as a kid growing up in Australia. And this is all to honour the Anzacs, our special Australia Day, well, not Australia Day, Aussie artists celebrating Anzac Day for tomorrow. So let's keep going with some more music. And I'm sure you haven't heard this one in ages. Little Patty, I'm going to knock on your door.
Wake up the town you see. I'm gonna woo and holler. summer's on the run. Birds in the winter sky, a hidden fall.
Listening to 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station, and this is What's Happening in Bowen and the Wit Sundays with me, Roxy. Hope you're enjoying my take for Anzac Day tomorrow, which is happening tomorrow. It's my All Aussie Artist special, just as a tribute to all the Anzacs who sacrificed a lot to keep us safe. So That was Silvery Moon, Sherbet, Dragon, April Sun in Cuba, Ice House, Hey Little Girl, and Little Patty, I'm Going to Knock on Your Door. How cool is that? Yes. Now, I just also wanted to let everyone know we had a bit of sad news this week. Brian Winterburn, one of the original founders and president for many years here at Gem FM, passed away earlier this week. And we here at Gem FM just want to thank Brian genuinely for all his work and ongoing support here at Gem FM. He was always very wise, a great leader, visionary, and really the what he did setting up this station is amazing. That it's been around for 25 years, and we can attribute that to him and to all his the people around him at the time when they did set it up and kept it going. So from all of us, Brian, thank you so much, and we will miss you greatly. Thanks, Brian. Okay, let's go to some music.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided and they could never tear us apart. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly, 'cause we all have wings. You were there. Two worlds collided and they could never, ever tear us apart.
like a summer rose. It needs the sun and the rain. Well, I need your sweet love to all the pain. I just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do.
Listening to What's Happening in Bowen and the Whit Sundays with me, Roxy, right here on Gem FM. And what would Aussie music be without Marsha Hines? I know she came from the US, but honestly, she's been here that long. She is definitely an Aussie and amazing. I love her. I love her old stuff. Incredible music. And yeah. Don't know. I don't think she's released that much now. I don't keep up with much. I know she's on Idol. That's about it. Anyway. And before that, In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart. What an amazing song. I know I played it last week, but I absolutely love that song. It is just a standout song, I reckon. And I haven't heard much from anyone in Bowen. No one's texted in any requests. Not sure if anyone's listening this morning. Hope you are. If you do have a request or would like me to mention something that is happening in Bowen, please text me on 0484 510 152. And anyway, we'll get going with some other stuff that's happening around town. Actually, there's not a lot happening tomorrow because of Anzac Day, so a lot of places will be closed, but there are some restaurants and stuff that are open. So I'm just going to let you know what I know about, and if you've got any questions, you might have to refer to Facebook page or text me and I'll try and find out before the end of the show for you. But definitely on Sunday, there is the big do on at the Yacht Club, the Bowen Yacht Club. Anything goes, open mic sessions. They're always fun. You can eat, drink, sing, dance, celebrate life and have a ripper time. So yeah, that's on this Sunday on April the 26th. And, yeah, lots of budding young artists start there. And, yeah, it's a great place to spend your Sunday afternoon down at the Yachties, the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club. Okay, at the North Oz, there is tonight. Let's see. Yes, tonight is Mike Vaughan. He's playing tonight. And he starts at 6:30 p.m. Tomorrow night, they're closed, so nothing happening there. And where are we next? Now, the Horseshoe Bay Cafe, they're actually open tomorrow from 1 p.m. and Zed Charles will be performing there. So great way to have a bit of lunch and have some entertainment. Zed's a great entertainer. Great music, and you will definitely enjoy his show. So make your way down there for a cruisy lunch or some drinks and enjoy. And then on Sunday the 26th, Bear Brewer is playing there from 1 p.m., I think that says. Yes, from 1 p.m. So a great lineup this weekend at the Horseshoe Bay Cafe. And I just saw that the Grandview Hotel is changing it up a bit, starting on the 1st of May. They are bringing back bands, but now it's they're calling it Welcome to Rock the Reef Saturdays, your new weekly ritual for live bands, cold drinks and old school rock vibes in the beer garden. So they're ditching the decks and bringing in the best local and touring bands to keep the coast rocking every single week. So that starts next weekend, Saturday, May the 2nd. So, yeah, how about that? That looks like fun. So that's next Saturday. I'm not sure who's – I'll be able to tell you that next week. And then on Friday night, that's the new spins, Friday night spins, happening every single week starting May 1st. So instead of Saturday night, they've moved that to Friday night. And they're bringing that coastal nightclub energy to the Grandview every Friday night, from R&B to Aussie bangers. They've got your soundtrack sorted. So see you on the dance floor. How cool is that? So a bit of a change in pace there, and that goes from 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. When does the Rock Reef? It doesn't say what time. Can't see. From 9:30 p.m. the band starts, yeah. So there you have it. That's pretty cool. It's good to know, isn't it? So see what you've got planned this weekend, but next weekend sounds like a lot of fun as well. And it's a long weekend next weekend, I'm pretty sure. So lots to celebrate. And I think it's Mother's Day. I can't remember now. I'm going to have to, because I'm not a mother. I'm pretty sure it's the first Sunday in May. I'll have to check. So I'll check on that right away and get back to you when we get back. And we should be catching up with the Deputy Mayor, John Finlay, soon. I know he had something happening before his visit here. So hopefully we get him here soon. And anyway, next song, a bit of Kylie Minogue. What would it be without Kylie? The Locomotion.
Let's turn around once and we'll do the evil run.
Sleeping on a job. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep for me. Cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
And you're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station, and this is the What's Happening in Bowen and Whitsunday show with me, Roxy. And today we're celebrating, celebrating the Anzacs and what they did for all of us here. Without their sacrifice and, what they did, it's incredible when you think about what they did. We're honouring them by playing all Aussie music today. I hope you're enjoying it. That was a bit of Kylie Minogue, The Locomotion, Eagle Rock by Daddy Cool, and what would an all Aussie show be without John Farnham, Raindrops Keep Falling on Your Head. Now, as mentioned before, I have got the newly appointed Deputy Mayor John Finlay here. How are you, John? Hey. It feels like ages since he last spoke.
Yeah, good morning, Roxy, and listeners out there. Yeah, I think we had a miss last month, but plenty on the cards today.
And, very good.
And can I just pass on, I've just been talking to the Mayor, and he just passed on his regards to all the listeners out there in the
radio land.
And also in respect of Anzac Day tomorrow, and really, really encourage everyone to come out onto the streets and be part of the celebrations of the commemoration of Anzac Day across the region. We've got the services happening in Canavale, Proserpine, Collinsville, and obviously Bowen as well.
So, yes.
Take the opportunity, everyone, to get out there. If you're not an early riser, there's two services happening, so just get out there. And just being up at the high school, Roxy, just that's why I'm a bit late today.
Yeah, yep.
And amazing moving service up there this morning.
Oh, that's great.
With all the students and the school captains and their speeches and the principal, to Rob Harris, as well. So congratulations to everybody up there involved with that ceremony as well. This tomorrow is a special day. And as we all know, it's all a commemoration of everyone that's been involved with the wars over the years.
Right.
And and particularly honour with the, all started from the Anzac. So tomorrow's a special day,
we need to remember, especially what's happening in the world now, isn't it? It's a reminder of how precious life is and the sacrifices everyone makes. And
And, to go from, when the wars back on, 1914 and, to the, as you said, the wars today, they're just completely different.
Yes, but, that's right.
But, the spirit of the Anzacs live on. Mm-hmm. And as the up-and-coming generations, it's our role to keep that happening.
That's exactly right,
So, all good there, Roxy. So
tell us a bit about how you became deputy. Congratulations. It's great. It's great news. I think it's great that we've got someone in that position here in Bowen.
No, thanks so much, Roxy. And, first I'll just give thanks to Councillor Michelle Wright for her dedicated service to the role for the last 2 years. With Michelle stepping down, it's given an opportunity to me to be appointed and had to be nominated, of course, and be appointed honoured and blessed to be, to serve as Deputy Mayor across the whole of the region.
Yes.
But in particular, I think, the Mayor, he's across the region however, just from a logistic point of view too, like the Mayor actually lives in the southern part and I live in the northern part.
Yeah.
So, from a logistic point of view, it makes a lot of sense. But we're all for the region, both of us, and all the councillors are for the region. So, and when we're making decisions and budgets and everything like that, it's across the region.
Mm.
I've been overawed by the support, in being nominated and in accepting this position.
Yeah.
As I said, it's always, I put my hand up to be the councillor in Division 6 when the election came, and it's just important to stand up for the community. I've been here for 30 years, Roxy, myself and my wife and family.
A long time.
Next month, our anniversary type thing of coming here, so not sure if that makes us a local yet, but must be getting
close.
30 years, surely.
Gives me
a ticket in, so. It's really good, and, it's great to be able to, Yeah, to serve the community and
absolutely
get a lot of feedback back, and also strive for, you know, the bigger picture, infrastructure and projects that are coming up in our, you know, across the region. But also Barn Barn's certainly not missing out on those. And, and I think sometimes it does. And the other thing that happened, I think, since we've been last on air is the decision to retain the divisions as well.
That's so, right, yes.
It's... Yeah, so we went out consultation on all that. Overwhelming support out of three of the regions, Prosperville and Collinsville and Bowen, to keep it as divided.
Yeah.
And based on that, yeah, the feedback from the community was absolutely
wow, fantastic. That's great.
I just, it was 1,400 responses or
really?
Something like that.
Wow.
Plus. There's a lot more that probably didn't respond, but everyone I spoke to just, hey, John, we just keep it the way it is.
And, yes.
But again, the beauty of that is that, yeah, I know myself. I've been here 30 years. I know Bowen, yeah, and know what the, the area's issues are and where we want to go with things over like that. And also it just makes it easier from a logistic point of view.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like, and, you know, like Councillor Michelle, like she's got the biggest area. Like she's got to go from Golf Links Road right out to Mount Coolin. And,
yes.
Yeah, you know, and hats off to Michelle for covering that area of our, of the northern part of the region to do that. And, yeah, she puts in a few kilometres, I can assure you that, to go out to those places. But, look, it's like I said, it's an honour and it's just rather great to serve Bowen and... having a few insights on a bit of the history and also, I mean, I don't hang on the history, but it's going forward. So I know we're working on a pretty big project at the moment in conjunction with Bowen Collins Enterprise for a with regards to a Catalina experience down at the Front Beach. So, watch the space on that one.
A what experience?
Catalina.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. I think I saw something.
It was in our master plan we adopted, but we're getting a bit of traction on a few on that at the moment. And but anyway, we'll watch the space for another day.
Oh, very good.
But it's things like that that I'm involved with as well, and driving a lot of things forward. So. So it's all good.
Very
exciting. Deputy Mayor and the electoral division. So
yeah, very good.
It's been a great thing for the community. So,
yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Hey, we might have a bit of a break and then come back and talk about what you've got next.
Right, yeah.
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there inside you.
You're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is the What's Happening in Bowen and Whitsunday show with me, Roxy. And I've got the Deputy Mayor, John Finlay, sitting right in front of me, and we're going to be chatting about some more exciting stuff that's happening around Bowen. What have you got, John?
Yeah, Roxy, just continue the conversation on here. And just first up, I just want to talk a couple of things that are happening regionally. Mm-hmm. We've just awarded the tender for the new Canavale Community Hub.
Right,
Which is happening down in the Galbraith Park area, down near the Centro Shopping Centre area there. So that tender's now been awarded, and we're anticipating that to be built 2027. And it's a great thing for the Canavale community. At the moment, we've got a library down there that we're renting the building from the owners of the property. We had a customer service centre in the shopping centre that we're releasing as well. So it made a lot of sense to let's get a community hub with a that council owns, that ratepayers own.
Is that where the new Aldi is?
It's
very exciting, isn't it, down there, the new Aldi?
It's all part of that whole area. So that whole area is like been becoming the CBD of the Canavale area, type of thing. So the council, with foresight, has seen, and, you know, we've had some strategic planning done over that whole area to where this is all going to go. Very fortunate the council own the land where this building's going. There's a grant of about $15 million from the government to move towards it. Council's going to have to kick in a couple of dollars here and there to make it happen. But at the end of the day, it's a great facility for the region. Council facility, owned facility down in the Canavale region. I guess despite all its growth and everything it's had over the years. So it is all about to happen down there. And along with community hubs, we've got the Collinsville Community Hub under construction as well. The old building's been demolished and taken away, and the new one's underway. And it's going to be a fantastic facility for Collinsville. Again, it was grant funded as well. But with a library, administration centre, accommodating the Collinsville Connect Centre, the computer centre up there, it's going to be part of it. Plus a gym as well, and plus an auditorium as well. So
it's got it all.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And that backs onto the up there in Connellsville, we've got an RV park as well. It's a free park, and it's all sort of part of that same area. And also the showgrounds has got a master plan over it as well. So the plans are fantastic. Obviously, it's not all going to happen in one day or one year, but at least we know strategically where we're going with it all. So if there's any other grants come available or whatever, then we'll seek those for our grants department and try to make a few other things happen. But it's so good, Collinsville happening, Canavale happening as well.
Good.
Yeah, we're fortunate in Proserpine and Bowen that, we have got separate libraries and separate administration buildings in both those towns. We did have up in Collins as well, but this new one is absolutely updating that, so which is all good. So the other part of the plans, I mentioned the showground master plan up in Collinsville, but also where we're building this Canavale Community Hub, there's Galbraith Park, and we've actually adopted a master plan to go over that as well. And there's going to be actually a road linking the road that goes past where the new buildings are at Super Cheap, those ones, BCF is.
All right.
Linking over to where this community hub's going to be as you go down the road a bit past the shopping centre.
Yeah.
There's a big park area, and there's going to be a road built through there to linking up to the community centre. And that road will then open up. It's like a driving through a park, eventually when the more growth happens down there, there'll be another road access to the part of it, but enormous amount of strategic planning going on as far as the maps. Roxy, we had a couple of meetings where on the boardroom tables we had this big map of the Proserpine and Canavale growth corridor, and we did one up here in Bowen as well. We had all it was amazing, big map, big, from Horseshoe Bay all the way in town, all the way out to Whitsunday Paradise. And it really outlined like where all our water, sewage, where our roads were going to go and all this type of thing, as well as our parks. And when you see the big picture of it all and how it all links in, it's quite amazing. But
yeah,
it's so important, but to get the planning right. You know,
yeah, it is.
It's not just ad hoc stuff. So
no, it can't be. And that's great to know that it's happening,
yeah,
that it's not ad hoc. And no, it's a coordinated strategic thing across the region, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, that shows a lot of confidence and positive and investment opportunities for all parts of the region, because every part of the region is growing and expanding. And, yeah, I've been fielding a few inquiries from people and developers and on what should we build and what can we build. And, and some of the discussions around it is, you know, we've got a most wonderful foreshore, the front beach, as we call it, and linking back up into the CBD area. And, there's some land getting, there's vacant blocks of land around there, which obviously could be prime commercial land in the future. And there's a lot of infill land there, and I think it's important because we're trying to keep, my thoughts are is to keep the Bowen community where we are, especially the CBD area like that, and keep that alive. You know, like we've got a lot of businesses down there, all flows onto the front beach. Because I always remember when back in the Bowen the Shire days, when we did the master plan for the front beach, there was lots of talk about, with the consultants at the time, they wanted to bring the foreshore into the town and link it through there. So, and that's what they did with the pathways and everything like that. So, so good on that sort of things. Talking about master plans, how good is it, Roxy, that the state government has got in and committed the funds for the development of the master plan for the Bowen Boat Harbour? Yeah.
They have. Very good. And when did that happen?
It was in this budget.
Yeah.
And they've appointed ARIP as the consultants to do the design on that. I was at a Bowen Commons Enterprise breakfast meeting the other day, and the guy from ARIP and the guy from Queensland Transport or the Harvest was there as well. They were really excited.
This is where the yacht club is.
The yacht club, the whole harbour, where all the fisheries are. Arabon Bows and the Bowen Marina, the slipway down in there as well. All that area is all state government land.
Yes.
The boat ramp is and everything like that. So there's going to be a full master plan over that whole thing, which, again, shows where things are going to be built. And, and in the future, hopefully we can get some marine industry into there as well.
Yes.
Servicing the boats from Airlie or Kennebell, they can come up here and things like that. So, but again, it's just so important to have these plans in place, and then everybody knows where we're going, And so that's like with the council, with our plans, fitting in with their plans. And then the other big exciting news, obviously, is the jetty going on down there.
Yes. So, how far are we? How's that progressing?
Yeah, look, a lot of, and I've been talking to Brendan Webb, he's the CEO of North Queensland Bulk Ports, plus Stuart as well, who's the project manager for all that down there. Lots of approval processes to go through, but they're going through all those and ticking them all off. Next year we should see some movement down there.
That'll be exciting.
They're going very shortly in the second half of this year, I think. All the designs, for instance, the shelter. They're going to have a shelter out there at the end of the jetty.
Yes. That'll be beautiful.
Absolutely.
Roxy, I mean, we've seen the plans, haven't we? It looks amazing.
It really does. And it's a brand new jetty. And that's what they have to do. They can't use the old jetty. It's a brand new one. But just on that, one of the things, and people might notice, and I've certainly raised it with the council, the state of the current picnic shelters down the foreshore, they're well beyond the use by date. So, I'm happy to just hold it there a little bit at the moment and make sure we complement what's going to get built with the jetty as well.
Good idea.
So,
they're still usable.
Yeah, they still
aren't they?
Usable.
Yeah.
They're just a bit rusted out and, not the best. But we might actually take a couple of those roofs off.
Leave
the seats there for the moment.
Mm.
But want to make sure, and we're talking to Stuart, the project manager for NQBP, that we'll be involved with, contact with their architects, their designers as well. And then you know, sort of make sure that we complement what they're building as well.
Yeah.
So we're better off sort of waiting a little bit for that. There is certainly money in our council budget for renewals of it.
Very good.
Yeah, it certainly needs to be allocated for that down there, because we, you know, we're going to make sure, like, Bowen, as you know, it's a prime tourism spot. Lots and lots of visitors. So we've got to make that experience look good. And by having, well-maintained assets and everything like that.
We might have a quick break. Listen, if anyone out there has got a question for John, text us. He would love to. If he can, he will answer it for you. If you've got a question about something that's happening around Bowen, or you'd like to know what's happening, our number here is 0484 510 152. I'll say that number again, 0484 510 152. Text in. Alright, we'll have a quick listen to a song and we'll be back shortly.
Wishes they could be.
You're listening to the What's Happening in Bowen and with Sunday Show with me, Roxy, right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And I've got Deputy Mayor John Finlay sitting right in front of me, and we're having a chat about what's happening in the region. John, you've given us a lot of information, and I think you've still got quite a bit to tell us about.
Oh, certainly have, Roxy. Yeah, and I can't emphasize enough about the planning. You know, like, we've just we've got big infrastructure plans for our drainage, our roads, our water and our sewage, you know, because there's so much happening in all parts of the region, and we've got to be ahead of it.
Yes.
And the big planning project at the moment, and we haven't announced the tenders water yet, is the sewage pipeline from Bowen out to Whitsunday Paradise.
Yeah.
Look, that's going to be a game changer for the development of the future of Bowen, with Whitsunday Paradise connected in. $30 million worth of sewage that's in associated infrastructure provided funding from the government. So you can imagine if we didn't have that, like, it probably wouldn't go ahead out there.
No.
Because it's $30 million, the ratepayers haven't got it, and it would, the cost of development to pay for that would be enormous. Mm. So, look, it's a great thing from the state government giving us that money. So hopefully maybe next month I'll be able to give a bit of more of an update on that and how that's actually progressing.
Yeah, might be good, yeah.
It's still going through the due diligence and everything on that at the moment. But, just talking about that type of thing is and I've just I think last time I spoke at the business meeting as well, there was a lot about talking about local suppliers and everything like that. So what I might just have a quick plug on that is if you're a local business and you want to get involved with the council, you need to get on the council's website. There's a thing called Vendor Panel on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just Whitsunday Regional Council. It's across the whole of the state. But you can actually register your business on there to receive emails, and you can select, you know, just Whitsunday Region, you can select type of what sort of business you are. So when tenders and everything that are coming out with quotes, you know, you hear it firsthand.
Oh, yeah, that's very good.
And it's so good to, you know, council is really, really trying to, you know, encourage as much local business as we can.
Can people go to the customer service desk and ask, like, if they don't know how to get online with it, and they'll help them there?
You definitely will. Definitely will. There's even a video on the council website.
So okay.
It might be something we might be able to put a snippet on your CMFM Facebook page as well. Yeah. You know, so, yeah, it's click on here and it takes you there, and it's all the instructions are on there.
Yeah.
And then we have a couple of other panels too for what we call preferred supplier arrangements. So we have a wet and dry hire for plant hire. That's one of the arrangements that goes out every year. And then for all the different trade services, electrical, plumbers, and, you know, all those type of things. So what happens is people register the business on there. You know, you got to tick a couple of boxes on that. But what happens is then we don't actually, council doesn't have to call quotes. So if we got a job that we need to get done, we can go through the list and call on Mr. Electrician, Mr. Plumber, or whoever it might be, or Mr. Plant Hire, and we can go directly to them and engage them. So it does.
Yeah, that's good. I've actually got a question for you, because I've found, like, even myself trying to look for trades around Bowen, there's actually no sort of central, is there a central, like, thing where you can find, say, a plumber or an electrician or a roofer or, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Roxy. Is there, there used to be many, I don't even know if it's still going. There was a thing called Local Search.
Right.
And you registered your business on it. It wasn't a council thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It was some sort of commercial thing. I mean, I don't even know if that still operates anymore. But you're probably right. I'm not aware of a register. I think you just got to...
Yeah, because it's a bit like when you're in larger cities, it's you can do a search. But I found that it's very difficult to find services in Bowen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of them around. But, you'd probably have to... Google or something like that.
I find a lot of people actually ask on Facebook, can you recommend someone?
So,
I don't know. It was just a question from me.
I don't know if we do, but it's certainly, maybe it's something I should take a note on here and just, and it might be something for one of the organisations to take that on board and see if,
We can generate something that is,
something that's a, it's a, yeah, it's a list of all the businesses that's available for services.
Yeah.
You know, whether or not it's mowing lawns, the fixing a light bulb or whatever it is, because and as you said, you know, like we got most amazing people in our town with small businesses that do services. So lots of great reputation out there, but you know, people need to know.
And for new people coming into town, it's exceptionally hard.
Yeah.
If you can't tap into a network.
Yeah. So it's a directory of services, isn't it?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Well, I'll bring it up with a couple of different organisations that might want to pick up and run with that. It certainly wouldn't be hard to do, would it? Yeah.
Who wouldn't? I mean, if you're there to promote, and I get there are a lot of businesses probably don't need to advertise or have their name on there because they, you know, they're busy for the next 10 years. But still, they may not be busy for the next 10 years all the time, right?
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay, so I just wanted to bring that up a little bit. But also, look, I really do encourage people to, if you're into technology and social media and websites and things like that, register for Your Say on the Council and you'll get all the updates that come through on that. If you want to trail through the website, there's heaps and heaps of information on there. I'm not sure there's so much on there. And the search buttons, everything like that. So, and then if you've got Facebook, make sure you follow the council.
That's very good. That keeps you up to date. I'm on it.
Follow the council, follow the mayor as well. He's got a great Facebook
page. He's very good. I remember when we were doing Gilmore Space was launching their rocket, I was actually tapped into his because he was right there. Have we heard any more about Gilmore Space Technologies and where?
Roxy, I certainly have. And James Gilmore has presented at the Bowen Business Meeting last month, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he was at the Bowen Collins Enterprise Breakfast a couple of weeks ago as well. I think last Friday, it was.
Yeah.
He's so excited, that team. Yeah, they've had a huge investment of funds into their organisation, to the business, to keep going. And, it's phenomenal. And it is phenomenal to have that type of business in situated in Bowen, just up the road.
It's unbelievable.
Up at Abbott Point, it's a perfect spot of land up where they are. Huge investments. And, they're building satellites as we speak. Down at their Gold Coast factory as well, which they're getting launched from other stations within Australia as well. But they're full steam ahead with the next one. I can't quite remember the dates when they're planning for it.
We'll have to gear up because I was thinking. Haven't heard, it's gone a bit quiet on that front, so we might have to...
Probably might have gone a little quiet on the information side, but certainly you haven't gone quiet on...
I can imagine.
James is as excited as anybody, I can tell you that.
Very good.
Where they've come from, so... it's all good to make sure reach out to the council.
Yeah.
And also, look, if anyone's got any inquiries and that, reach out to our customer service officers. They're our first place to call, and we've got most wonderful staff on there that can deal with your issues and stuff like that. So by all means do that. So,
very good.
Yep.
John, we're getting to the end of the show. Is there any other stuff we can have a quick chat about before?
Probably only one, and Roxy, I had a few ideas. Probably I might even get some statistics on something. Like, we're going through our budget process at the moment, and it's like the kilometres and kilometres of roads and water and sewage. We've got four towns, four libraries, a few pools, and everything's like triplicated or quadrupled, like that. And I was thinking I might even come with some stats, with our park areas and things like that. In the future, I've got to talk to my communications team on things like that.
Yeah.
But it just gives an outline of the challenges that the council has. And we just had the fuel increases going through the roof.
Yes.
Not just council, but every business has experienced that. But, look, I can assure you that we are thoroughly going through the budget at the moment. We've just on an organisational point of view, we've had a restructure, reduced from 7 directors down to 5. So yeah. Some big cost savings in there.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Absolutely. And we're recruiting now for one of the new director positions. Mm-hmm. And but we've also really, and the directors have gone through a fairly good comb to see where we have to, and they're presenting council with savings and because we have to rein it in. We really do. We're certainly the general fund, we're living beyond its means, pulling money out of water and sewage, which is not good because we need that money left in for water and sewage for their infrastructure. We'll adopt the budget in June, so sometime in June we'll probably have an update on that one.
Okay,
as well,
that'll be great, and you can tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, but lots of work going on. There's a little bit of issue with some of our funding for some of our capital projects that have been in the budget, and I'm hanging on to those ones at the moment.
Very good.
I won't elaborate too much on that one yet, but things are going well there, and Roxy really going well, so... probably just one other bit of a plug for the for the mayor as well. Mayor, he's going really well.
I
don't know how he keeps up with the region.
Yeah.
But one of the things we do have is the mayor charity ball coming up later on in the year. And just to plug out to that, we usually always sponsor the BMA CQ Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And the CQ Rescue is just so vital for our region. The crews, they work 24/7, 365 days a year. They go to the cattle stations all over the whole region. And so any of the funds that get raised out of this charity ball, some of them will go to the BMA CQ Rescue. So big shout out to that team and their organisation to what they do. So, I guess watch the space. At the Prosper Entertainment Centre, lots of shows coming through there as well. So.
Yes.
The more people that support that, the more money it comes back into the council coffers and the ratepayers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got some great stuff happening there.
Yeah, so when you go to those shows, you can think, that money is actually coming back into the, as a ratepayer.
Yeah.
So it's a really, really good investment. So, look forward to continue that and really look forward to the next month, Roxy.
Very good. We'll have heaps to chat about then as well.
We'll do, Roxy.
Okay. Thanks so much, John. And we'll talk to you next month.
We'll do.
Okay. I might have to say goodbye here as well. Thank you, Bowen, for checking in today. Really appreciate it. I hope you can all get to the Anzac service in town tomorrow. It's all about the Anzacs tomorrow. Let's do our bit to support them. Support everyone who was involved, families and so forth, and take care, have a good weekend apart from that, and we shall see you next week. Thanks, Bowen, have a good one, bye bye.
The voice of Bowen, 95.1 GEM FM.